Starting a business is never easy. It takes a lot of time, it can take a lot of money, and often you don't know what you don't know. Today you'll hear from Daniel from Performance Ready, a social enterprise that supports physical education in schools to provide young people with world-class strength and conditioning programs. We talked to Daniel right after his pitch to join Investec's social enterprise incubator, Beyond Business. Daniel talked about his journey as an elite level coach and the benefits of strength and conditioning to children in public schools. Hello there, and how are you today?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm good. I'm a little nervous and shaken from the whole interview experience, but I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
How was the pitch?
I think it's always really hard to tell in these situations or like any interview, but yeah, I think I got the key points of the business across, and some people were nodding and they asked good questions. So, you know, I'm hopeful they like what I was talking about, and now we just have to wait and see if we're successful.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Dan, can you tell us a bit more about Performance Ready and the journey which led you to start it up?
Yeah, so the central idea of the business is that there's a lot of benefit to including a strength and conditioning program in a school to complement what already happens within a physical education curriculum. I'm a strength and conditioning coach. My background's in elite sport. And as you may know, strength and conditioning is a profession that typically supports elite athletes training towards a performance goal, so they're ready for the demands of training and competition. It's not that common for this profession to exist within schools, although right now, a few independent schools are starting to hire strength and conditioning coaches for a couple reasons. One, they recognize there's a benefit to addressing physical preparation for young people, and two, because they have more freedom to run the type of curriculum that they want. So they have the ability to bring them in, and they also have a bigger budget to do it. That doesn't mean there's not a requirement and an importance to support people who are not in independent schools. In fact, there's even more importance to support them. You know, right now in the UK, we have these massive health inequalities and performance inequalities between our wealthiest and poorest communities. And those inequalities come up in part because of the support that some communities don't receive. You know, from a health perspective, our poorest communities are living shorter lives and experiencing a range of problems associated with inactivity. And from a performance perspective, we see this massive overrepresentation of our wealthiest communities in elite sport. And one of the things I communicated in the Dragon's Den just now was a statistic that from the last two Olympic Games, 30% of Team GB were made up of athletes who had attended independent schools, when they only make up 6% of the country. And like I said, this comes about because of the increased support that these communities receive. So I've put together this program in a way that can run in the state system, that's affordable, that makes use of the knowledge that teachers already have, in that I'm supporting them. And you know, the feedback I've had already from the schools it's running, and I have the program in four schools already, the feedback's amazing from teachers, parents, pupils. We're seeing kids develop their physical competency, so they're able to access more sports. You know, the central idea of the business is that, you know, because sports and physical activities are made up of different movements, if you can learn to move in more ways, and if you can become stronger in those movements and fitter in those movements, you can access more sports. So someone who isn't as physically ready is really limited in the amount of activities they can start to access. But by hopefully shifting some of these physical qualities, they can take up different sports and start to experience more success.
Thank you for this intro, Dan. That's very interesting. Now, to apply for Beyond Business, you had to produce a very detailed business plan. How was the process?
It's a great question. And, you know, I'm a trained coach, and I've spent a lot of time trying to master my craft. And, I definitely haven't mastered it yet, but I've spent a lot of time trying to become a better coach. But only recently have I tried to become, I guess, a businessman, if that's the way to describe it. So, you know, like the mentoring I've had with Kim and Alan on the program, and some of the other people who I've met and who have taken the time to speak to me. There was a gentleman, Steve Ive from Investec, who spent 3 hours with me on the phone talking about my business plan, and the discussion we had was just invaluable for me in terms of figuring out how to put this together. But, you know, the way I have put this together, I've been running this, you know, on a small scale for 3 years, is that I've just figured out as I've gone. And, You know, the first school I supported outside the school I work full-time in, you know, they heard me speak at a conference, and afterwards they approached me and said, you know, do you have a program that you can use to support us? And I didn't, but of course I said I did. And then, you know, I called them back a week later with the program, and you know, we just took it from there, and like I say, figured out each step on the way. But you know, now that building this business plan right now, I guess I'm in a quite a fortunate position in that I've been running a smaller version of the business I proposed for the last 3 years.
Fantastic. So where do you see the business going in the next 5 years?
So the first goal is just to get this program into as many schools as possible and start to support more pupils, particularly from state schools. Mm-hmm. You know, where it goes, I guess it could go in a number of directions. Mm-hmm. I mean, strength and conditioning right now is a new profession to be included into schools. So potentially one of the routes that this business could take could be a business that's leading the way to introduce this type of training into schools, and potentially working more closely, not just with schools, but local authorities or the Department of Education as a whole, to try and you know, introduce this type of training across the board, across different schools. But yeah, like in the first instance, just get kids training on the program, try and spread the gospel of strength and conditioning, and mm-hmm. and improve how teachers are supporting their pupils.
Brilliant. Then it seems that it's a big change for you working with schools after working with performance sports for so long. What motivated you to make that change?
You know, I think if I reflect on all my coaching experiences, those which have had, say, community and youth at their heart, you know, they've been most rewarding to me. And, you know, whilst like I reflect on success I've had in performance sport, you know, there have been huge moments and like personally and career defining moments for me. But in terms of, you know, personal rewards, being able to support a young athlete over a length of time have definitely been the most rewarding experiences, and actually the most necessary experiences to have, because that's the foundation of everything. And whether a young person wants to train for performance or just to be healthy in life, supporting them when they're young, that's the time to do it, because that gives them the option to decide where they want to take their sport and their physical activity.
Then what kind of advice would you give to yourself 3 years ago? Somebody with a great business plan, which will also contribute to society, where to even begin?
I feel like I'm not completely experienced enough to reflect back and answer the question fully, but I definitely know, like at the beginning, I was quite paralyzed by a few things that I didn't understand. I remember, you know, even before I started this business and I took on my first like private coaching client outside employment, I didn't know how to file for tax. And so I didn't take a client on for a long time because I was worried, you know, about figuring this out. But then of course it's really easy to figure out. You just have to go and do it. And, you know, similar things like that have happened along the way. You know, being worried about, you know, how to do something quite practical that's outside of coaching. But what I've learned, just figure it out as you go, and there's always someone you can ask for advice, and not to be afraid to ask about something you don't know. That's really important.
It really is. And how do you think we at Investec can help you and your business the most in your journey?
You know, obviously, what will hopefully come out of today, if I'm successful, is you know, firstly some funding, which, you know, really is essential for me to you know, take the risk at this point in my career to leave full-time employment and chase this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, alongside this, the mentorship and the support that I've, you know, had a taste of already, for that to continue and be something to support my coaching. Like we talked about at the beginning, I'm a trained coach rather than a trained businessman. And having a network of people here to help me drive that side is something that's invaluable, and maybe more important than definitely more important than any capital that I can get from the Dragon's Den.
That's brilliant. Thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Performance Ready is one of the 6 social enterprises that joined Beyond Business in 2018. They received up to £17,000 each in funding and were invited to the Beyond Business College, where they will receive one-to-one specialist advice and inspiration from experts from all around Investec. They will also receive continuous support to help their business grow. Please subscribe if you want to hear more stories of entrepreneurs who, like Daniel, are out of the ordinary.